Welcome to Jacksonville.radio. We're a family of radio stations serving the Jacksonville and South Georgia areas. As a service to our community, we highlight organizations and events that help make this area the best place in the country to live. Thank you for listening to our North Florida neighborhood.
Hey, and welcome to North Florida neighborhood. I'm Colby. And North Florida neighborhood is all about getting to know our really sweet neighbors and hear what super cool stuff they're doing with us and then for us. And today, the neighbor I get to chat with is Tonya Harris. She's the Executive Director for Northeast Florida Area Health Education Center. Such a mouthful, so just for the heck of it, we're going to call it AHEC. Tonya, thank you so much for joining us.
Oh, thank you for having me, Colby. I am so appreciative of you having me on.
Tonya, give me a rundown of what Area Health Education Center here in Northeast Florida, what you guys do and what you offer for our neighbors.
So we have been around, Northeast Florida AHEC has been around for over 25 years, and we serve from Baker County all the way down to Volusia County. So we have seven counties in our catchment area, and we do health education. So pre-COVID, we got out into the community. We were kind of grassroots, boots on the ground. We went into community centers. We went into churches. We went into doctors' offices. We go out in the community and we do health education. So we educate residents on different programs that we have. So currently, we have a tobacco cessation. So through the Tobacco Free Florida, we are honored to have this program where anybody that is fighting tobacco addiction can attend. We now have virtual classes. So we kind of backed away from our in-person classes because of everything that's going on with COVID. So we have free virtual classes that you can register and you can attend. And we give you tools and kind of tips to help you to quit tobacco use. You also get nicotine replacement therapy. So these programs are at no cost. So you get nicotine replacement therapy to help you quit tobacco use. So this, again, is for anybody that lives in those seven counties that want to quit tobacco. Please, please, please give us a call. This is an amazing program. We also have a list of wellness programs for our seniors. So 60 and over, we have a very interactive list of programs where if you're at home, we know a lot of the senior centers are closed. Please give us a call. We have some diabetes education, chronic disease education. We have chronic pain. We have arthritis. We have Tai Chi. All these programs, again, is virtual. So you don't have to leave the comfort of your home. You don't have to go anywhere. Transportation is not a challenge because, again, these programs are all virtual. You can log on if you have access to a computer, or if you have a phone, you can call in. We provide you with all the supplies for these programs, so you do have to register. You do have to register so we can get the materials out to you before the class starts. And so, and we've been doing these programs for over 25 years. So we have been in these communities for a long time. We've been serving our residents for a long time, and we enjoy doing it. And we want to use every platform we can to let everybody know about what's in your community for you.
Yeah, Tonya, and it's incredible that this has been around in our community, like you said, for 25 years, but yet there's so many people that don't know about these resources. And later on, I definitely want to hit on the tobacco resources along with the wellness programs. But how have you kind of seen a shift and a shape over the past 25 years with AHEC? Like, times are changing, which means y'all have to as well.
Yes. So what we do, you know, we're 100% grant funded. With our tobacco program, that program is the Tobacco Free Florida. So we get the resources from the state to do that program. It's a Tobacco Free Florida AHEC cessation program. And, you know, times have changed. So once, when we no longer have funding, we have to look and see, okay, what's going on in our community? What does our community need? And that is what drives the types of programs that we do. We get feedback from our community. We look and see, okay, what does the residents need? What is the need in these counties? And that's what drives the programs that we do. So our programs change because the need change. And things change in the community. So we have to change with that so we can always be of service to the residents in the counties that we serve.
Well, what kind of needs are most common, especially recently, have you found?
Yes, we see a lot the need for a lot of chronic disease education. A lot of people that is suffering from a chronic disease, they are not, there's a lot of things that they don't know about the disease. And so we see a need for that. Of course, diabetes, when we look at our minority population, we see things like heart disease, we see things like diabetes. And so these are some of the strong programs that we do. We're always out educating. We're always looking for community partners. So we've worked with community health workers and the Florida Community Health Worker Coalition to help get some of our education out there. We work a lot with a lot of the hospitals. We work with Baptist, St. Vincent, just to help get our education and get that out to our residents in the different counties that we serve. So we see a huge need for chronic disease education, chronic pain education. We still do opioid education. That is still, I know with COVID, we kind of took a little back. Opioid education kind of took a back burner, but we're still doing it because it's still important. And of course, we're now doing some COVID education and COVID vaccine education.
Well, one thing, Tonya, you've mentioned the phrase just several times, all this health education. So how are you able to provide this information to others?
So we are 100% grant funded. So we get some of our funding from state and federal grants, and then other funding we get from private foundation grants. We have a huge partner for all of our senior programs. We are able to do our senior programs through a partnership with ElderSource, that's locally. So we are so fortunate for that partnership because that partnership allows us to do all of our senior wellness programs and really get out there and really help our seniors. So we are very fortunate and grateful for that partnership.
So for these wellness programs, say I'm a senior and I want to be educated or at least know more about some chronic illnesses or maybe even diabetes. Mm-hmm. What's that process look like for me to get involved with y'all?
So you can just give us a call. Our local number is 904-482-0189. Just give us a call and let us know that some people, they have a specific program, like some people, they're a diabetic and they want to be a part of the diabetes education. So they would call, you just give us a call, let us know what program you're interested in attending. And that is it. We will give you all the information. We will let you know dates and times. We even help you to get registered virtually. So we do all of that. And then we mail you out supplies. Some programs, there's a textbook. Some programs, there's other supplies that come with that program. We mail that all out to you. So you just give us a call. Just give us a call at 904-482-0189. We also have a toll-free number, and that number is 877-784-8486. So just go ahead and give us a call, and we will get you registered. These are all interactive programs. So a lot of people think, okay, it's a virtual program. I'm just sitting there and I'm just listening to someone speak. That is not the case. All of our programs are interactive programs. We have some exercise programs for our seniors that they can do the exercises sitting in their chair. If they have mobility problems or balance problems, there are certain things that they can do to increase their balance and strength just sitting in the chair. So all of our programs are very interactive. And to get registered, you just give us a call and we will take it from there.
So it's more than just reading and learning from a textbook, because I think for me, when I hear the phrase health education, it's just going to be a lot of words on a page and things that are kind of more difficult to apply. But you're saying, no, like everything you sign up for is going to be interactive, and you're going to somehow be involved with it.
Yes, our programs are extremely interactive. Our programs are all evidence-based, and so they are very interactive. It is not like a lecture, like you're sitting and you're just listening to somebody talk. It's extremely interactive. Our Tai Chi program, the movement that the participants have to do, they have to follow along with the facilitator. So there's movement. There's a lot of interaction in our programs. With our tobacco cessation programs, again, a lot of interaction, a lot of goal setting, a lot of role playing. So it's not just you sitting looking at a computer screen or you like on the phone just listening to someone speak. All of our programs are extremely interactive.
And still hitting on these wellness programs, Tonya, what if we lead a Tai Chi group locally, but we want to get involved on a bigger level with AHEC? Are we able to do that? What would it look like to be able to help y'all and partner with you?
Absolutely. I mean, we can, there is no limitation to if you're already a part of a group and you want to be a part of our group. There is no limitations to that. Once you are a resident of one of those seven counties that we serve and you are 60 and older, you can reach out to us and you can be a part of our Tai Chi for Arthritis program.
And I know you mentioned it before, but y'all have different options of how to attend. Like you could either do in person or online.
So yes. So right now with our senior programs, because of COVID and you know, in our areas, we are seeing the numbers increasing. We are doing virtual programs, so either the computer or your phone. So if you don't have access to a computer, which that's something that we see among a lot of our seniors, they may not have access to a computer or they may not be comfortable. We have some seniors that are extremely computer savvy. And then we have other seniors that they may not be comfortable logging on to the computer to do a class. You can call in. So there's two different ways. You can call in by the phone or you can log on, and we will give you that information. When we speak with you, we find out which way, you know, what two ways you're comfortable with. And then we give you the information for whatever you're comfortable with.
You've definitely thought of everything, because once a week I FaceTime my grandma and she has no idea what's going on when it comes to that. Like, she's not tech savvy at all. So I can only imagine her trying to figure it out herself. So I'm so glad you just gave the number. And again, Tonya, can you give us that number or even the website, how we can get plugged in with your wellness programs?
Absolutely. So you can give us a call at 904-482-0189. We have a toll-free number, 877-784-8486. And you can go on our website at northfloridaahec.org, and there's a calendar of all of our upcoming classes. So you can click and see what the class schedule looks like and what class that you can be a part of, and then give us a call. Or you can click on the link and fill out your information, and we will contact you.
And now I want to transition over to the tobacco-free programs you offer, because that's a huge deal. First of all, have you seen an increase in people reaching out wanting to quit smoking since the pandemic's begun?
So what we have noticed is because everybody is so used to us being in person and they're used to these in-person classes, a lot of people think that we're not offering classes anymore at all. So that is something that I really, really want to push out there and let people know that we are still offering our tobacco cessation classes. We have the virtual option. So because we've never done virtual programs. So it's always been in person. And so after the pandemic hit, a lot of people just thought that our classes were all canceled and we were not offering classes at all. We are still offering classes. We're offering virtual classes. You're in the comfort of your home. We mail you all the supplies. We mail you everything that you need. After the class, you still get your nicotine replacement therapy, 2 weeks worth, mailed to you. So I want everybody to know, and we're trying to push that message out there, that we are still offering classes. So So we're offering virtual classes.
And what do these classes look like? Because it's definitely going to be different than just doing exercise on a chair, like with some of your wellness programs. So yes. What can we expect to learn in the tobacco-free classes?
So just I just want everybody to know, because tobacco addiction, and sometimes people feel like they are being judged. So a lot of times they don't seek help, or they seek help and they're not consistent with it because they feel like, okay, I'm being judged because of my tobacco use. Our classes are judgment-free. There's no judging at all. The class is a class with your peers. And it's very interactive, and we have two different types of class. We have a one-time two-hour class, and then we have a four-week class, once a week for 4 weeks, and then we have a six-week class, once a week for 6 weeks. So everybody is different. Everybody needs different levels of support. So if you're someone and you need not a lot of support, you can do the one-time two-hour class. It's still a packed class. You learn the different tools. You learn what are my triggers. You learn what are some things that I can do. So we cover all of that. You set goals. You set a quit date. That's just a date to say, okay, I'm going to commit to this date and I'm going to quit tobacco use by this date. We go through all the components of what, you know, what's in a cigarette. What are you doing to your body? What's different organs that's affected, because a lot of people know that, listen, tobacco is bad, smoking is bad, but they don't really know what the smoking do to your heart, your lungs, the different organs in your body. So we break all of that down. We help to identify triggers, because that's another thing. Sometimes people, they have been smoking for so long, they don't realize that there are certain triggers that trigger somebody to smoke or to use tobacco. So we help with all of that. It's very interactive. Again, the peer support has been proven to be very, very significant in quit attempts. So we love that. We love the friendly atmosphere of these classes. There's no judgment. There's laid back. Everybody feels comfortable. They feel that they can share. So this is what you have to look forward to if you register and attend a tobacco cessation class. So have a trained facilitator. So we have someone that is trained in facilitating this class and relaying the information.
And I didn't realize that they helped you set a quit date. What's the recovery response with that? Is it pretty good? People following through with that date they've set up for themselves?
Oh, absolutely. Yes, absolutely. We've had really good feedback, because it gives you a goal and a target to work towards. It gives you that target to work towards. So everybody sets a quit date and they make that commitment. And some people say, well, I was not able to quit by my quit date. You know, I don't, you know, did I fail? No, it's not about that at all. It's not about that at all. If you didn't make your quit date, set another quit date. Set another quit date. We give you all the tools, and we're there, and you have all the support. And if you have to, we have people that have attended one of our classes and have came back to another class just for that continued support. Hmm. Or have came back and said, you know what, I am so, so sorry, but I relapsed, and that's okay. We are here for as long as you need us.
Tonya, you said you give all the tools. So what are some resources that y'all can offer to people who sign up for this? And again, this is free, right?
Absolutely. Yes, this is free. We give a really good manual that we go through and we break down in the class, but the manual serves as a guide. It's kind of something that you can go back and look at even after you're done with the class. You can go back and look at the tips and the goals and stuff. You can use it like as a resource guide for you on your quit journey. This is very, very important, the nicotine replacement therapy. Because we've done research and studies have shown that nicotine replacement therapy really, really is important when someone is quitting tobacco. So we offer the patches, the lozenge, or the gum, depending on the strength. So we offer that. We offer the first 2 weeks. And then after you've gone through those, you can call our office and we'll send you another 2 weeks. We also have in the state of Florida the quit line that individuals can contact. They can call. They can reach out. So all these are really, really good supports and resources that if you are ready to quit tobacco use, there is a help for you. We can help. We can absolutely help you. So reach out to us as well at 904-482-0189, and we would love to help you.
And Tonya, like you said, even if you've already kind of walked through that and now you don't struggle with that anymore, you can still sign up to be an accountability partner?
So we've had people that have called and contacted our office and called us back and even re-registered for class to say, you know, and gave us their testimony and let us know how awesome the program was and how much the program has helped, and have contacted us for additional support. So it's not where you attend the class and we just lose track of you. We're still there. If you need any additional support, we have the quit line. We're there to help with anything that you need. So even if you've been through one of our classes and you were successful, that is awesome. Congratulations. If you still want to reach back out, we're still here. If you need any additional support, we're still here. Whatever you need, we're here as a resource.
Well, you guys do and offer so much, but kind of as we're breaking into the new year, what do we have to look forward to with certain workshops and programs that you're offering? What's AHAC have coming up next for us?
So we are really, really excited that, you know, during COVID and because of COVID, we were kind of stretched to our limit and outside of our comfort zone with all of our virtual programs. So we're excited that we are able to continue onward with our virtual programs. It is something that we've never, ever done before, and we never thought that we could do, and now we're doing them. So look forward to seeing more virtual, more ability to get on virtually and do a lot more of our programs. Also, we are always, always looking at reaching more people, getting out there into more communities. So look forward to a little bit more of us getting out there more into more community platforms and letting everybody know about our programs. And I mean, we're just excited and happy that we are able to continue offering these amazing services to the community. So look for more of that, more virtual services, more reach. So we're trying to get into areas that we've never been before, talk to providers that we may have never partnered with before. So keep your eyes out for that.
And how can we help spread the word and get this information out there? Because it's so important for people to know that this is available totally for free.
Well, Kobe, just by having platforms like this, like you allow us to come on here and to let everybody know, because people still don't know, and there's people still struggling and saying, well, we don't have any resources, we don't have any services. So just continuing to allow us to come on and to let the communities know, that in itself is just huge for us. So I just want to thank you so, so much.
Oh, my gosh. Of course. Like, that's what we're here for. And Tonya, one more time, tell us how we can get in contact with you and how we can sign up and register for these programs and really just how we can learn more.
Yes. If you can contact us at 904-482-0189, and then toll free is 877-784-8486. And please, if you have a minute, jump on our website, www.NorthFloridaAHEC, all one word, .org. So jump on our website or give us a call. We would love to hear from you.
Well, perfect. Tonya, thank you so much for being such a great neighbor in our neighborhood.
Oh, thank you so much, Colby. And thank you again for inviting us on. Thank you. We really appreciate it.
Thank you for listening to Our North Florida Neighborhood. Listen again next week. And if you have an event or organization you'd like highlighted, please contact Colby King at Colby, C-O-L-B-I, at Jacksonville.radio.
Panera favorites are hot and ready to serve for dinner. Taste our creamy mac and cheese served in a crispy bread bowl. Or the classic bacon turkey Bravo featuring our signature sauce. How about our new mouth-watering Chipotle chicken and bacon flatbread pizza? These and other favorites are waiting for you. Order dinner tonight for delivery or pickup. Only at Panera. Availability and pricing may vary.
Introducing in-person payments from PayPal, a touch-free way for your customers to pay and tip. Whether you're a hot dog vendor.
Mustard? You gotta have the mustard.
A personal trainer.
Don't you drop those knees, Sandra!
Or a boba shop.
Brewed to pearly perfection.
Signing up your business is easy. Simply download the PayPal app and display your own unique QR code for your customers to scan, pay, and tip too. Shop safe with touch-free QR code payments. Fees may apply. For more info, go to paypal.com/us/getQR code.
A plumbing problem is an immediate problem. Can't wait around for a convenient time for a plumber to stop by. Roland Reisch Plumbing is Jacksonville's award-winning get-it-done-right-away plumber. Call as soon as you see a problem. Call 904-260-7059. Whether the problem is large or small, routine or a middle-of-the-night emergency, Roland Reisch Plumbing is standing by to get it done right, on time, and at the right price. Call 904-260-7059. Your friends and neighbors have relied on Roland Reisch Plumbing for years. Roland's motto is, have a leak? No need to wait a week. Call Roland Reisch Plumbing at 904-260-7059. Check them at plumbingjacksonville.com. Make Roland Reisch Plumbing your plumber. Gives you peace of mind knowing somebody's standing by ready to help you 24/7. Roland Reisch Plumbing, 904-260-7059. Welcome to Jacksonville.radio. We're a family of radio stations serving the Jacksonville and South Georgia areas. As a service to our community, we highlight organizations and events that help make this area the best place in the country to live. Thank you for listening to our North Florida neighborhood.
Hey, welcome to North Florida Neighborhood. I'm Colby, and North Florida Neighborhood is just all about getting to know our neighbors and hearing what really sweet stuff they're doing with us and for us in our community. And today, the neighbor we get to chat with is Karen Patterson. She's the Community Development Coordinator for Life South Blood Center. Karen, thanks so much for joining us.
Oh, thank you. It's a pleasure.
I know. I always love chatting with you, and I really always learn something new. But before we kind of kick off into the newness, can you give me a rundown on who Life South is?
Of course. Life South Community Blood Centers is a community-based blood center. We are located here in Jacksonville, Florida, and we service all the blood needed for patients at Wolfson's Children's Hospital, Orange Park Medical Center, all Baptist Health locations, and Memorial Hospital.
So obviously by you naming all of those hospitals, it shows how much of a need y'all are, which also means how much of a need you are for us to come out and donate.
Absolutely. So Life South supports about 70% of the blood for patients here in Jacksonville. And a lot of times people don't realize that, yes, blood transfusions are needed for people that are in acts of violence or car accidents. Mm-hmm. But we also have a large group of people that are currently battling cancer. And those patients also frequently need blood products such as platelets. So a lot of times we don't realize how big the need is until you're affected by it.
Yeah, I definitely didn't recognize it until you and I really just started chatting casually. And then it was like, oh my gosh, this is so intense. But then I also think you bring it to a whole nother level when you say 70% of the blood for patients in Jacksonville. Like, this is our hometown.
Right. And the good thing about Life South is since we're community-based, the blood donations that we collect here stay here for people that are in need, like your listeners here on North Florida Neighborhood.
I think sometimes just through day-to-day activities, we can think, man, what difference can I make? Like, I'm only one person. But Karen, can you put it into perspective of what one person can do for our city?
Absolutely. So one person that takes 30 to 45 minutes out of their day can help save 3 lives here in Jacksonville. So when you think about, you know, the amount of blood that some people can need, even a small businesses that just has a blood drive with, say, 5 or 10 people, that can really make a huge impact right here.
And for these blood drives, where can we go to donate?
You can go to www.lifesouth.org, and you can pull up a calendar, put in your zip code, and find a center or a blood mobile that's close to you. We try to make it as convenient as possible. We have blood drives every single day except for Thanksgiving Day and Christmas Day.
Yeah, and I can speak from personal experience. You guys really do make it so simple. So if we find a blood drive that's nearby, what's the process look like for us to give our blood?
Sure. Well, if you're tight on time, if you have a busy schedule that day, we recommend you making an appointment. Just because we are still social distancing our blood donors on the blood mobiles. But if you don't have to make, if you aren't able to make an appointment, we happily take walk-ins. So definitely don't let that deter you. But once you find a blood drive, it's super easy. We'll just need you to come in and show a picture ID, like a driver's license or a military ID. We register you in our system, and we give you a little mini health physical. So we make sure that your temperature, your heart rate, your pulse rate, and even your iron rate is safe for you to donate. And then after that process is completed, we'll get you into one of our comfy chairs, hook you up with one of our delicious snacks and water or Gatorade. And then after your donation is done, we give you a free t-shirt and an e-gift card that you can use wherever you choose. And you can leave the blood mobile knowing that you've saved 3 lives. And your only restriction is we ask that you don't do anything heavy after you donate. So no heavy working out, no heavy cardio or weightlifting. Just take the rest of the afternoon off, and you burn 600 calories. So that's an awesome day for you to have a cheat day and eat whatever you want.
I know. I love it. And what if, so this happened to me, I think 2 weeks ago. I was walking out of the gym, and there was a blood mobile there, and they asked if I wanted to donate blood. And I said no, because I was really hungry. Even after we've worked out, can we still donate blood?
Yes, you definitely can before, but definitely not after.
Okay.
But we do recommend, especially if you've been working out, we want you to eat something. It doesn't matter, if you're a big, strong bodybuilder or not. Whenever you donate blood, it does deplete your blood volume a little bit. So you can definitely donate after you work out, but try to have something to eat because we want you to feel really good after your donation.
And just as more and more people are getting vaccinated, I think the question arises, okay, I have this in my body. Is my body still able to give?
That is a great question. And yes, most of the times you are able to donate. So if you receive the Pfizer or Moderna vaccine, there is no deferral period. You can actually get the vaccine in the morning and donate in the afternoon if you're feeling well. If it's not Pfizer or Moderna, and you're not sure of who the vaccine manufacturer was, there is just a 2-week deferral period.
Okay, so that simple. Basically, yes.
Yes.
And then one thing is that April is actually Donate Life Month. So what does that mean to you and the donation blood community, Karen?
Of course. Well, since 2003, April has been Donate Life Month. So it's an annual celebration of those who have received transplants, those who are waiting to receive the gift of life, and also the donors and their families. Luckily, we are we're proud to join the celebration by also recognizing blood donors who contribute to successful transplant procedures. So if your listeners are interested in some ways they can support Donate Life Month, one of the easiest ways is to become a blood donor.
And that's how we can help celebrate it?
Absolutely. Approximately 37 people or 37% of the people living in the United States are eligible to donate blood, but only 5% actually do. So we welcome regular and first-time donors to visit our centers and donate in honor of Celebrate Life Month.
And in honor of Celebrate Life Month, how have y'all been able to bring awareness?
So we've been working with media such as yourself to help spread the word. We've also done several email campaigns to reach out to donors that are eligible that maybe haven't been able to come see us in a while. And now that we're coming out of the winter and spring, we're really hoping that now, since more people have received the vaccine, that they'll be a little bit more comfortable coming out. Mm-hmm. And maybe if they've never donated before, maybe they want to give it a try now.
Yeah, definitely. And again, Karen, give us that website so we can find out more information about Life South.
Of course. It's Life South, LifeSouth.org.
And for those of us who, just for past reasons, might not be able to donate blood, but they still want to serve and they realize how important blood donations are, is there a position for them or how can they help serve y'all?
Of course. Well, we're always looking for community partners. So if you personally are not able to donate blood, but you work for a small business or organization, or even if you're involved in the PTA, your child's school, we are always looking for ways to help save lives and partner with people in our community. So it's really simple to do that. There's no charge to have a blood mobile. We just have a date where most of your staff will be in the office and we show up. We give you marketing support to help promote the blood drive. And at the end of the day, it's really a great team building exercise and really helps build camaraderie with your coworkers.
Yeah, because you're not being selfish. You're able to give back.
Of course. And it doesn't cost anything but your time.
Well, Karen, one more time, give me the best website and just the best information so we can learn more about Life South and come out and serve y'all.
Of course. You can visit www.lifesouth.org to find all of our blood drive schedules. And also, if you have any questions about convalescent plasma or anything with the COVID vaccine, we have lots of resources there to answer any questions you might have.
Okay, so covers more than just blood. Well, Karen, thank you so much for being such a great neighbor in our neighborhood.
Oh, thank you, Colby. We cannot thank you enough for your support and helping us spread the word about how important blood donation is.
Thank you for listening to Our North Florida Neighborhood. Listen again next week. And if you have an event or organization you'd like highlighted, please contact Colby King at Colby, C-O-L-B-I, at Jacksonville.radio. Welcome to Jacksonville.radio. We're a family of radio stations serving the Jacksonville and South Georgia areas. As a service to our community, we highlight organizations and events that help make this area the best place in the country to live. Thank you for listening to Our North Florida Neighborhood.
Welcome to North Florida Neighborhood. I'm Colby. This is a fun show where we can just sit, chat with our neighbors, hear what cool stuff they're doing with us and for us in the community. And I'm extra excited about this specific neighbor. It's Cora Burcham, the Director of Multimedia for Save the Manatee Club. Cora, thank you so much for taking the time to chat with us.
Yeah, absolutely. Always love to talk about manatees.
Okay, so Cord, tell me, what is Save the Manatee Club?
Yeah, so Save the Manatee Club is a nonprofit organization. We were founded back in 1981 by former Governor Bob Graham and singer and songwriter Jimmy Buffett. So we've been around for almost 40 years now. And we focus mainly on public awareness and outreach, as well as legal advocacy for manatees. And we also assist with manatee research, rescue, rehabilitation, and release of manatees.
I didn't know that manatees were that important.
Yeah, well, manatees are just a really integral part of Florida. They're sort of like an icon that goes along with, you know, the laid-back lifestyle of Florida. They're sort of, you know, ingrained in Florida. A lot of people come here to see them, you know, from out of state, some even from out of the country. They're just like sort of this icon. And manatees have no natural predators at all, but they have been around for a really, really long time and have sort of like evolved with people. And I feel they're just a really a special animal. And a lot of people don't really know about manatees. So it's always fun to teach them and to introduce them to such a unique animal, so to speak.
Yeah, I don't know much about manatees at all. I know that they're called a sea cow, jokingly. But other than that, can you kind of tell us little secrets about manatees?
Yeah, absolutely. So manatees are aquatic mammals. They can live in salt, fresh, and brackish water. So you can basically see them anywhere around Florida, really. You can see them on the coast. You can see them in rivers, estuaries, springs. Certain lakes if they're connected to a river. So basically anywhere where you have a waterway, you can potentially see a manatee. And like you said, they are called sea cows. Now, they're not related to the cow as such. Their closest living relative is actually the elephant, believe it or not.
What?
The reason they're called sea cows is basically just because they graze on seagrasses, just like cows graze on grasses. So that's sort of the only thing they have in common with the cow. But manatees are vegetarians, so they only eat grasses and anything green that's in the water. So that's why they're sometimes referred to as sea cows as well.
Well, so I knew manatees ate green things like seaweed and things like that. And I'm just going to go ahead and throw myself under the bus so you can tell me why this wasn't okay. I remember growing up in... The manatees would come to our dock at the end of our house, so we would bring out heads of lettuce for them or the water hose. And I thought it was the coolest thing, but we're not supposed to do that. Right, Cora?
Yes, yes. So that's something that a lot of people really don't know, and that's why we always take the educational approach to try to tell people why it's not such a good idea. So yes, manatees are vegetarians, so they do eat seagrasses, freshwater grasses, all those kind of things. As well as some invasive plants, some floating vegetation. And manatees that are brought in for rehabilitation in captivity, you will see them feeding on lettuce. That's because there's not enough staff to provide them with a natural food, so they will be eating lettuce. However, it's actually against the law to feed or water wild manatees, so to give them, you know, lettuce, cabbage, or your water hose. And really the reason behind that is manatees that are fed or watered by people, they get really accustomed to people, and we call that getting habituated. So they basically lose their natural fear of people, and they will readily approach docks, marinas, boats, all those kind of things. And one of the major problems for manatees is getting hit by watercraft. So over 90% of living manatees have scars on them from those collisions. And as you can imagine, you know, if you're sort of drawing a manatee to your dock with your hose, not that you have any ill intention. I really do think most people that do that, you know, they just don't know. And the more the manatee gets used to people, the more readily it will approach people and associate that with food. We even have some mother manatees who teach their calves those behaviors. So they teach their calves to come seek out a dock or a boat to grab a drink or fresh water, to grab some lettuce. And as you can imagine, over the long time, it's just really not a good behavior for them to exhibit. And actually, a fun fact that a lot of people don't realize, they think manatees need a water hose because they live in salt water and they, you know, do need to drink. But manatees actually get most of the water that they need from the vegetation they eat. So even if they're in salt water, they don't need fresh water from people. They can actually find fresh water on their own, or their kidneys can actually filter the salt, and they can you know, get the water that they need from that vegetation. So that's why it's better to just leave them alone and watch them from a distance, although they will probably enjoy the water hose, but it's just really not a good thing for them to get used to.
Corey, you just said so many things that I didn't know. I had no idea that feeding and watering them was illegal, but one of the things you said that kind of literally made my jaw drop was 90% of manatees have been hit by motors or some kind of propeller.
Yes. So manatees, like I said before, they don't have any natural predators, actually. They live in close proximity to alligators or even to smaller sharks, and there's never really been an issue between it. But manatees are a threatened species, so most of the threats that they are facing are human-related. And the number one human-related cause of death for manatees is collisions with watercraft. So that can be either way from the propeller, or it can be from the impact of a fast-moving boat. Because if you ever really, you know, watch the manatee, and they sort of go, you know, at about 3 to 5 miles per hour, they don't really swim all that fast. And since they are eating vegetation, they're usually found in shallow water where those plants can grow. You will not find them out in the open ocean. You usually find them really close to where the boaters are and where it's very shallow. So a lot of times there are accidents where manatees do get hit by boats. And even if they survive those collisions, you do see a lot of manatees that have scars on them from collisions with boats. And that's actually what we use to identify individual manatees. So for the research that I'm doing, or that I'm helping with at Blue Spring State Park, we can identify over 300 individuals by the scars that they have from boats, which, you know, in a way, it's a really cool tool for the research, but it's really sad that that's what we have to use to tell, you know, individuals apart from each other.
Again, Cora Burcham, the director of multimedia for the Save the Manatee Club. Cora, you're saying that manatees do not have any direct predators except for really humans. So as humans, what can we do to help the manatees out, but from a distance?
Yes. So there's a lot of things that we can do. For example, if you are out on the water, if you're boating, the number one thing to do is going slow in manatee habitat. And if you see a posted speed zone, obeying those posted speed zones, as well as wearing polarized sunglasses. So that really helps to see through the water and avoid the glare and actually be able to see a manatee. You can also look out for manatee snouts and what we call a footprint. That's a circular pattern on the top of the water that a manatee makes when it swims. So if you see that, that's a good indication that there is a manatee around, so you want to try to slow down your boat. Also, if you are out fishing, make sure you collect your trash and your fishing line and fishing hooks and all that and take it with you and dispose of it accordingly, because a lot of manatees do ingest those items, so they get tangled in them. So we want to make sure, you know, we do collect any trash that we see so it doesn't end up in the waterway for manatees. Another thing I just touched upon, the feeding and watering, trying to observe manatees from a distance if at all possible. Try to not make them come to you. Manatees are very curious animals, so they actually approach people oftentimes on their own. So try to not approach them. You know, obviously riding them or stepping on them is a big no-no, but most people do know that. So, and then educating others as well. So a lot of people come here, they're vacationing in Florida, they're coming from out of state. They may not even know that there is a thing called a manatee. I have to admit myself, about 9 years ago, I had no idea what a manatee was. So if you had told me, you know, if you go out boating, watch out for a manatee, I would have probably looked at you and said, what do you want me to watch for? So a lot of people just really don't know. So I think one of the major things we can all do is educate people about manatees and letting them know what we know so that more people would spread the word. And then hopefully, you know, more manatees can thrive in Florida, because the manatee population has been growing. So we do see more manatees in Florida, which is a good thing. But at the same time, we also have to amp up the protections for them to make sure they can, you know, thrive and survive, so to speak.
Corey, you're all about educating us with manatees, and we briefly hit on it off air, but can you kind of educate us on the mating season when it comes to manatees?
Yes, absolutely. So manatees can actually mate year-round. There's not really a mating season as such, but we do see more mating happening in the spring and the summertime. And that's because in the wintertime, manatees usually come to the springs and the warm water sources to rest and conserve energy, so they won't actually be mating very much during the wintertime. So we really see a spike in manatee mating in the spring and the summertime. And oftentimes we actually get calls, or our partners at FWC get calls, from people thinking they're seeing distressed manatees, when actually what they're seeing is a so-called mating herd. So that's a pretty big group of manatees. It's usually one female who is receptive, followed by a large group of males. It can be anywhere between 5 to 20 animals in a big group. And they will oftentimes be in very shallow water, like, you know, on the coast, oftentimes by the beach or in a river or so. And it would just be a big sort of pod of manatees thrashing and splashing around, and that's what you'll be seeing. So at this time of year, this is very common. That's usually the time, spring and summer, where we see the most mating herds. So again, we do ask people to observe that from a distance, because manatees, when they're in their element, they're very gentle animals, but they're very heavy. The average manatee is between 800 and 1,200 pounds. So you don't want to get too close and, you know, accidentally get hit by them or get under them or something like that. So if you do see that, you know, try to observe it from a distance, take pictures, but try to not get too close.
Yeah, and know that they are not in distress. They're just mating. Well, Cora, please tell me how, if we want to get involved with this club or give back to you guys or even adopt a manatee, how can we get a hold of the Save the Manatee Club?
Yes, so the number one thing to do would be adopting a manatee, and you're becoming a member by adopting. So you can actually go to our website at savethemanatee.org/adopt. There's also a phone number on there, so you can call us. And so adopting a manatee starts at $25 a year, and you get your own, you can pick your own manatee. You get a certificate of adoption, a biography, and our membership handbook, as well as regular updates about that specific manatee. So that's one really good way to join us and to support us. We also have a free e-newsletter and an action alert network. So oftentimes we do need the public's help for, say, a petition or for certain meetings. So we do send out those email alerts or action alerts. So you can also sign up for that on our website at savethemanatee.org/sign-up. That's another really good way to get involved. And then you can also follow us on social media. We do have Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube accounts where we post a lot of interactive content, facts, quizzes. Right now, National Safe Boating Week is going on, so we do have a giveaway as well as cleanup events. So if you're interested in joining us there, you can do that as well as joining our volunteer team. So we also have a lot of volunteers all around Florida that help us with events, with presentations, with in-office work. You can learn more about that on our website at savethemanatee.org/volunteer as well.
Perfect. Cora, thank you so much for being such a great neighbor.
Yeah, absolutely.
Thank you for listening to Our North Florida Neighborhood. Listen again next week. And if you have an event or organization you'd like highlighted, please contact Colby King at Colby, C-O-L-B-I, at jacksonville.radio.